The Northern Territory has been advised to change its system for choosing local governments before the next elections are held in March next year. An expert review commissioned by the Northern Territory government warns that the current method of vote counting in local elections produces results that are extremely lopsided, perverse, and socially undesirable. The expert review endorses concerns first raised by political scientist Dr. Will Sanders, who's a senior fellow at the Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research at the Australian National University. Will Sanders, welcome to the National Interest.
Thank you, Peter.
What are the perverse outcomes that the current vote counting system produces in the Northern Territory?
Well, what it does basically is recount votes over and over again when it wants to elect more than one person in a district, in an area. And it does so by, in a sense, running repeat single-member elections. And what tends to happen is that the same voter base comes through again and constructs a very similar majority again, and so that you get a repeated election of a representative which represents those voters, and the same minority voters miss out.
So can you give us a sort of practical example of what you might mean?
Yes. When I saw it in 2008, I saw it very clearly in a ward in which there were, a local government ward in which there were four members to be elected, and in which there was one big town and two little towns. And the big town, and most people voted along town lines. These towns were very spread out, and people obviously in local government like to have a local representative on the council.
And we're talking towns that are like a couple of hundred kilometres apart here, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes, we are. These are big wards in big local governments. This local government that I'm talking about runs from the Queensland border in the east to the Western Australian border in the west, so it's a big local government.
It's pretty big.
Right across the Northern Territory, yeah. So in this instance, in this ward, there were four members to be elected. And, of course, the people, the big town had nine candidates, and it, among them, those nine candidates, they commanded about 60% of the vote. The two little towns seemed, in a sense, to realise they were up against it, and they had sort of, they just had one candidate each, and they got about 20% of the vote each. So you can sort of imagine it. There's 20% of the vote for one candidate from a little town and 20% of a candidate from another candidate from another little town. In the primary count, they looked like they were doing very well. In fact, they were the top two candidates. The other nine candidates from the big town shared the other 60% of the vote. Some of them had sort of 15% of the vote. Some of them had down around 2 or 3% of the vote. And, of course, we use our preferences to eliminate people. So, of course, those people that only had 2 or 3% of the vote from the big town got eliminated, and their preferences got distributed, and that pushed people, other candidates in the big town, up. And so you run this election in which you reduce the numbers, in this case, from 11 to 10 to 9, right down to 2, and someone has more than 50% of the vote and someone has less than 50% of the vote. Well, who has more than 50% of vote? One of the candidates from the big town. They started out with 15%, but they've collected it all together. So they get elected. And then this perverse system that the Northern Territory has then says, okay, well, that person's elected. Now, how are we going to elect the second person? They say, oh, well, we'll get all the votes back again, and that person's elected, so we'll cut them out, and we'll give away all their votes to who's marked two on their place.
Well, I'll stop you there for a minute. So what happens is that candidate's been elected, and then you take all their votes and you give their preferences. So, in fact, you're distributing the preferences they received all over again.
Yes, you're reallocating that vote to the number two person on that vote in a new election, is what you're doing.
So
it's not quite the same as distributing preferences, because that's the language we use for that process when we're working down towards a two-person race. When we eliminate someone because they've got a very low number of votes, we talk then about distributing their preferences to someone else. So this is actually a different process when you start again. You're reallocating the votes of the person who's just been elected. Now, that's a different process from distributing preferences of an eliminated person?
It's a little bit complicated, and yes, it makes more sense when you see it on paper and you can see examples of how the vote works. But the practical effect of this is really that the person who gets elected then elects someone else from their own team, more or less.
Correct. Yes, the second person elected in this town example, again, would be a person from the big town. And the third person elected would be a person from the big town. And the fourth person elected would be a person from the big town. And that's exactly what happened. And I, at the time when I observed this, I thought, this is just ridiculous. And I said to people, if there'd been nine positions available, then the nine people from the big town would have been elected first, because they were all exchanging their preferences. And among the group of them, they had 60% of the vote.
And so even with nine positions, if there'd been nine instead of four, the two candidates from the two smaller towns would still have missed out, even though they got 20% of the primary vote.
Correct.
So it's not, obviously, I mean, what are your concerns about this? I mean, why does this matter?
Oh, well, this is a concentration of representation in multiple member districts rather than a spreading of representation. And, of course, if you concentrate representation in the same voter group, the assembly or the council will suffer enormous legitimacy problems and authority problems. I mean, these councils need to have representatives from these different towns, otherwise they're just not going to work.
Because their interests won't be represented.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, representation must be spread, otherwise these councils will fall flat on their face.
One of the examples you've used in a recent publication, one of the concerns you've raised is that, for example, the residents of the town camps in Alice Springs would find it very difficult to get a representative elected to the Alice Springs Council, even though they might represent a significant body of voters.
Yes. In a sense, Alice Springs you can think of as a bit like two towns. There's a big town, which is called Suburbia, and that's got about 80% of the votes. And there's a little town called the town camps, which has got about 20% of the votes. And just like in the previous example I've given you, the 20% of the vote people can do quite well sometimes if they have one candidate. And there have been times when there has been a prominent town camps candidate, Jeff Shaw back in 1996 springs to mind. And he had about 12% of the vote in the primary count. But in all the filling of the 10 council positions on the Alice Springs Council, Jeff never went anywhere, because he was always that significant minority that just stay in the little town called the town camps, and all 10 positions went to the big town called Suburbia.
Now, have there been examples of this system being used elsewhere in Australia in the past?
Yes, it was the system that was used in the Senate from 1919 to 1946. This is a system which is peculiarly Australian, because in Australia we love to vote with numbers. Most of the world, we don't realise that most of the world does not use numbers to vote.
Most of the world uses
ticks and crosses. But we decided 100 years ago, roughly, that using numbers was very smart, and we loved using numbers, so we started to vote using numbers, but we didn't always get how to count them right. And so what happened in the Senate from 1919 to 1946... There, at that point, you used to have to elect three senators from each state, and there were Senate elections every 3 years. So there were 60 Senate elections between 1919 and 1946. And in that instance, in 55 of those 60 elections, the party that won the first Senate seat also went on to win the second and the third Senate seat. So in this instance, the concentration that this system encouraged and resulted in was a party concentration. So if, for instance, Labor won the first Senate seat in New South Wales in a particular year, well, all the votes would get put back in and they'd get recounted again, and guess who would come through to win the second one?
Labor would win the second
and the third one.
And that's why we abandoned this system in the Senate, I presume.
Absolutely. It was a disaster for the Senate. I mean, what it produced in the Senate was these huge swings and huge majorities at particular points in time. There were times when there were virtually no opposition in the Senate. And then huge swings at particular elections. So, yes, it's it's one of the reasons why the Senate had such a bad name in the first half of the 20th century, a very major reason that contributed to the Senate's very bad name. So we got rid of it in 1948 and brought in this other system which we've had since, which is called single transferable vote proportional representation.
And we have to wind up, but briefly, that would be what you'd advise to do in the Northern Territory as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And I should point out the Northern Territory government has commissioned this expert review. They have got it. It endorsed all your concerns. And we did invite the Northern Territory Minister for Local Government to join us on the program. She wasn't available, but we'll try and follow it up at another time. Will Sanders, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Peter.
Dr. Will Sanders, Senior Fellow at the Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research at the ANU. And you'll find links on the National Interest website to his articles on the Northern Territory's local government electoral system and to the expert review commissioned by the Territory Government that endorsed his concerns. Our website is at abc.net.au/rn/national interest. Give us your feedback there on anything you've heard on today's program by clicking the Add Your Comment link on the relevant story. Or you can leave a message on the feedback line by calling 1300 936 222.